Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Maggie and Perloff, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Fun times for the Golden State Warriors last night. Four titles in 8 years, and if you believe me, I think that the part two of the dynasty is just starting. Perloff thinks this was sort of the
last
culmination.
Dance. Yeah, like a last dance feel. A last dance, maybe one more dance. Maybe it was Kobe in 2009, but this not lasting four more years, Maggie.
We are on totally opposite sides of this, so let's talk to someone smarter than us. That is Jack McCallum, of course. He's an award-winning and best-selling author who has written books like The Dream Team and 7 Seconds or Less, and also Golden Days, West Lakers, Steph's Warriors, and the California Dreamers Who Reinvented Basketball, to mention many, many others. Jack, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little bit intimidated by being called smarter than anybody.
Well, it's me and Perloff. The bar's not that high, Jack.
Okay.
We thought of you immediately as we're watching Steph Curry make even more history last night. And to put this in perspective, but first off, you're watching Game 6 of the Finals. You're watching Steph Curry do his thing. What's going through your mind as you're watching that game?
What's going through my mind, I think, you know, it was pretty clear. I think we can call them a dynasty, and we don't see that many. I mean, we got to go back to, I know this is my lifetime, but everybody knows the history. You have the Celtics and the Russell Celtics in the 50s and 60s. You have Michael's Bulls. You have the Showtime Lakers. You have the Spurs. Well, in the middle of none of those other dynasties did a team go 15 and 50 and completely disappear from the NBA. I looked up their final starting lineup in that season of 2019-20. For the Warriors' final season starting lineup, yeah, there were injuries. It was a COVID year. Was Andrew Wiggins, Damian Lee, Marquese Chriss, Michael Mulder, and Juan Toscano-Anderson. That was sick. That was what we had at the end of the 20 Golden State Warriors. And here they are, losing the first game by being crushed in an avalanche, looked like they were dead. Draymond and Clay sleptwalked through a lot of the series. Not last night, by the way. Draymond was great last night. But so it comes down to Curry. Curry was just amazing in that game. So my mind kept going back to how far they had to come back, even though it was an asterisk season with a lot of mitigating circumstances. That is pretty amazing to pull a franchise back to that level.
Jack, you made up some of those names. Michael Mulder? Are you sure you're talking about the pitcher on the Giants?
I may be mispronouncing.
No.
Marquese Chriss also.
Yeah.
But Michael Mulder, you know, spelled his name like Michael Thompson. Actually, it's M-Y-C-H-A-L. So that was the starting lineup for their final game of the 2019-20 season.
Wow. So, Jack, help us settle this debate. Do you think there's more life in this particular Warriors dynasty, or is this maybe close to the end for Steph and Clay and Draymond?
Well, I got to pull halfway between you guys. I mean, Maggie did not suggest four more, did she?
No, I think two more, though, is on the table, Jack.
Two more to me is on the table. First of all, I don't think Clay was completely Clay. And so I think there's a lot of Clay left. Draymond is never, you're never going to get, you know, he's not Scottie Pippen. You know, he's not that guy that's going to get you, you know, make threes anymore. But the energy he showed in that game showed what he can do, you know, in, when they need him, three or four games like that. You have Poole, you know, and Wiggins apparently still has a ceiling to go. And Steph, I don't, he's not going to go back to 3 or 4 years ago. So I tend to pull into Maggie's camp on this one. I see no reason, you know, that conceivably they could not get two more out of this run, judging by this performance in this finals.
Well, my point, Jack, was like next year you're going to get Jamal Murray, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, Zion Williamson, maybe the like so much is coming back to the West. I felt like both Golden State and Boston maybe had like a bit of an easier run this year. Is that totally unfair?
That's not unfair, but this to me is a team with very, you know, with a very special sauce. I mean, you're looking at Steph. He doesn't it's not like having Kobe back when Kobe won his final two with just like Kobe. You know, the two that Kobe won, I don't want to get in the fight about Pau Gasol or Rick Fox. You know, he had a supporting cast. So Curry's not that exactly Kobe. He doesn't look like that guy. But I tell you what, I was comparing him to guys like him. That is smallish scoring point guards. Tiny Archibald, Steve Nash, probably even Derrick Rose. You know, was only 6'2", 6'3". Tony Parker, Tim Hardaway. Isaiah, of course, for my era covering. Steph's numbers and Steph's superlatives compared to his genre of player is pretty amazing. I mean, I think he has elevated himself into being Steve Nash also. If you took the whole game, the fact that Steph rebounds and the fact that Steph still finds his way to assist and the fact that he can be annoying on defense, even if he's not a lockdown type of guy, you're looking at a team with a very special ingredient, along with Steve Kerr at the top, and with a couple more seasons of Clay and Draymond, and you know, still emerging Jordan. I'm more that they can still keep doing it, even with a stronger West.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jack McCallum is our guest, of course. He's an award-winning and best-selling author, written books like The Dream Team in 7 Seconds or Less, and of course, Golden Days, which is West Lakers, Steph Warriors, and the California Dreamers who reinvented basketball. But Jack, that's not all you've done. I'd be shortchanging you. Obviously, you wrote for Sports Illustrated for so long. That's where you met Perloff and myself. And you took on the assignment and this is not an easy one, of doing the 50 greatest players of all time. You made the list. You updated the list last time, I believe, in 2016. And this is where the conversation is going now. Where is Steph all time on that list? And I don't want to back into a corner or put you on the spot, but the last time you did the list, he was 31st. So I think that he's probably gone up quite a bit since then. But would you put him as a top 10 player right now?
Well, this is, as you guys know, I'm sure, when you make lists, this is the easiest way to put yourself in a target.
Yes. Right in the eye of the storm, Jack.
Yeah, there is still a guy who, if he saw me out on the street, because I had Kobe too low in his opinion, and he was probably correct, by the way, there is still a guy that would, you know, well, I'm not even going to surmise what he would do to me. For a while, he was on my Twitter chain like every morning, you know.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. So this is very, very, very difficult, and things do change, perceptions change, and people are very, very good at screaming, why isn't he on your All-Star team? Why isn't he in your top 10? Without saying who they would kick off.
Right.
Know, this was a big thing about the Dream Team. Well, what about James Worthy, you know, Dominique Wilkins, Isaiah? Well, okay, beside Christian Laettner, who do you want to kick off, pal? Anyway.
Right.
But you asked me the question, so here I am. The difficulty of this is, to me, emphasized by the fact that only one of these four players, the way I have it so far, could make it. Steph Curry, if he does, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, and Jerry West, all of whom, for varying reasons, I have enormous affection and respect for. If Steph makes it, with the other nine I have in there, one of those three doesn't. And, however, we're talking about this the day after the finals. It's June,
17th.
Yeah, 17th. You're always a product of what you feel at the moment, how you feel the game is gone. And I think Steph has stuck his foot into that pantheon, along with Michael, LeBron, Kareem, Magic, Russell, Oscar, Duncan, Kobe, Bird. I think he has put his toe in there because, for me, he is a revolutionary player. And I just don't think there's many of those. To me, Russell was one, completely changed the game. Block shots, okay, we can now get a fast break off of defense. I think LeBron was a revolutionary player in terms of put your big guy from the second quarter on, can run the game and still sort of somehow be called a forward, gets whatever mismatches he wants on the outside. I think that LeBron was a little bit revolutionary doing that. But to me, there's not that many revolutionary players. I think Steph is one of them. Completely changed the game. Turns it into a 94-foot game. If people want to bitch about it and say there's too many people in you know, junior high taking threes because of Steph, not his problem. I think it's opened up the game completely. The book I did on the Suns in 05 and 06, part of their appeal was that wherever they went, there was a chance the game was going to be fun, that we were going to see something different. It's not that simple with the Warriors anymore, but it's a little bit like that. And I think for those reasons, along with just his pure numbers, his leadership in bringing that franchise back, not that he did it alone. Nobody ever does it alone. But I'm going to put Steph at this point on June 17th. I will say that he has stuck his foot into the pantheon.
Jack, Maggie and I were laughing today because I woke up this morning and heard a bunch of Wilt Chamberlain versus Steph Curry debates.
Yeah, I'm like, how?
The physical dichotomy of the two. But I do think there is something like, I think people who didn't see Wilt, and I'm from Philadelphia, so I have maybe a different view, but like, it's hard to categorize Wilt Chamberlain with other players because we see the 50 points per game and the 100-point game. How do you help people understand where Wilt fits in this whole big picture?
Well, I'm a Philly guy too. The first games that I ever went to were double headers in in convention hall, where you couldn't see for the cigarette smoke. But anyway, I'm starting to date myself. There was nobody, a complete anomaly. There's no like second chapter to Wilt. You know, Shaq really isn't it. You could even argue their centers, you know, sort of like Bill Russell, who once again I thought was revolutionary. Nobody won like Russell. But Wilt was just this complete anomaly in the game. You know, they had to, you know, change rules. You've been through all that, I'm sure, because of the guy. So there's no way to explain him. But Wilt, I think ultimately get probably the most shortest shrift, and I'm probably giving it to him here, because he didn't win quite as much as we thought he should win, commensurate to his, abilities and prodigious statistics that he put out there. I think that will ultimately be sort of the first line of Wilt. And it's kind of a shame for anybody that saw him live, as did I.
Jack, thank you again for making time for us today. And, you know, we always appreciate you weighing in on these topics. And, you know, you've been around just the best basketball players of multiple generations. And you've been around just so much greatness, you know, whether it was the Dream Team or, you know, the Celtics. You talked about the Phoenix Suns. I mean, getting all the time you did with Jerry West for the book and Steph Curry. And there's just so much that you have gotten to see and you got a front row seat for. Is it obvious that Giannis is the next great thing, but is there another player that you watch now that you think is going to be like the next great? Like, do you see greatness in another young player, I would say, besides Giannis? I think we can all agree with that. And do you think Jason Tatum has the ability to be in that category coming off of, for him, I would say, you know, pretty disappointing finals?
The player that really, really, I mean, this is not exactly revelatory, but the player that really, really, you know, the proverbial sports writer, who would a sports writer pay for? I mean, they never pay to watch anybody play, but, you know, you have certain guys that you would pay for. I always said that I would play. And this gets down to, I think, your own prejudices of what you kind of like to see. I always like to see out on the floor type of guys, you know, guys that more than dominant big centers. I mean, we just got done talking about Wilt, but I, you know, to me, it was always the Kevin Durant, Greg Oden debate to me was always, what? You're going to take Greg Oden over to, no, you're not going to take Greg Oden over Durant. I'm sorry. And I was, you know, probably one of the few times I was correct. You know, you got to take Kevin Durant. Anyway, to me, it's Ja Morant. And I, you know, what he did, I mean, he took a team. We didn't think anything about Memphis. So it's hard to, is he going to get himself to a team where he's got, you know, not that his supporting cast, quote, wasn't bad, but is he going to get with the team to be in a position to win? Because to me, he looks like big-time entertainment value, a big time guy who can really, you know, get it done in the clutch. And this game, you know, it's supposed to be fun. You know, we're supposed to smile when we see it. And to me, he's the most special guy. Obviously, Giannis, from standpoint of dominating both, you know, rebounding, blocking shots, never mind scoring. Obviously, it's going to be Giannis. But for me, to me, the special guy with special sauce is Ja Morant.
Awesome. Jack, again, thank you so much. Happy Father's Day to you. Thanks for making time for us, as always. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Thank you. I love when we get to talk to Jack. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.